Spring field work is picking up. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. USDA is reporting that about 12% of the U.S. corn crop has been planted, and of that, about 2% has emerged. And according to the USDA, 8% of the U.S. soybean crop has been planted. How's it going in and around our area? I put that question to Mike Nagg, Secretary of the Iowa Department of Agriculture.
Well, I tell you what, like a lot of folks, we scratched around a little bit last week. Now, we didn't plant anything over in Palo Alto County, but we know that a lot of folks did. And I had had a chance to travel I've been to Southeast, I've been to Northeast, I've been to Southwest over the weekend to celebrate Easter with family. And boy, you're definitely seeing some progress in terms of planting. Now, a little moisture that's going to slow some folks down, but I think as soon as it's fit again, coming out of this current rain situation, I think folks will really let it rip and get after it.
Yeah, and of course, we can't help but think back, you know, a year ago coming up here in May and June with all that different flooding. How's things really come along now throughout the state? You had just kind of mentioned, you know, traveling east to west, north to south.
Yeah, so, you know, when it comes to, of course, this is the time of year where we're thinking a lot about that. Unfortunately, we did see some tornado and significant hail damage in a couple different places across the state, but I did have a chance to view some storm damage in Fremont County and, I know Cass County and Pottawatomie County saw some damage. So down in the southwest corner of the state, tornadoes that affected farms spared our towns that were in the area, but farms devastated. And it's always giving us a chance to think about that and those tornadoes and the flooding of last year. A lot of recovery underway, but they've got a ways to go. You don't just rebuild everything overnight. But, as we stand here today looking at the weather situation in the state of Iowa, it's still plenty dry to the northern two-thirds of the state, I would say, northeast being the driest.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.